MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, February 13, 2024. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore, and in today's news, looks like less snow than was predicted. The governor wants to lower some MBTA fares. Gloucester may be buying another parking lot.
I'm Bill Newell, and two of the area's top girls hockey teams met last night in what turned out to be an outstanding high school hockey game. Rick?
But of course, thanks, Bill. Wintry mix, low 30s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 1:45 p.m. Well, the storm that was expected to drop significant snow on the North Shore today has shifted further south, so the expected snow totals on the North Shore have been reduced. There are parts of the state that could still be getting up to 8 inches of snow. Governor Maura Healey spoke yesterday about the storm's other impacts on the state.
Expect high wind gusts with the potential to bring down tree limbs and power lines that may cause some damage in places. Minor to moderate coastal flooding, especially during Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday morning high tides.
That's Governor Maura Healey. Governor Healey is pushing for discounted MBTA fares for low-income riders. Salem News Statehouse reporter Christian Wade says the plan hopes to save frontline workers money and boost ridership as the public transit agency grapples with massive budget deficits. A Brazilian national who was convicted in 2023 of assault charges and is a registered sex offender was arrested at his home in Peabody recently by federal immigration authorities. The Salem News reports that deportation officers from enforcement and removal said that the man will remain in their custody while the agency seeks to reinstate a previous deportation order. The Gloucester City Council will be meeting tonight via Zoom. Ethan Foreman writes in the Gloucester Times that the meeting was moved to 5:30 p.m. That decision was made to do a Zoom meeting yesterday when a much larger storm was forecast for the city. The council will start tonight's meeting with an executive session as it will be discussing the possible purchase of the Isabel Babson parking lot located at 20 Rogers Street. State Senator Bruce Tarr spoke with MSO News Monday about the possibility of proposed legislation dealing with abandoned fishing gear.
We know the importance of fishing gear, and we know it's important that it be protected as private property. But the last thing we would ever entertain is someone molesting somebody's lobster traps, for instance. That is a very serious crime in a coastal community. The problem is our current laws treat all of the gear as private property, even when it's abandoned or lost or unclaimed. And so that creates a situation where you have abandoned gear rolling around in the ocean floor, presenting a threat, particularly to right whales, of entanglement. And that gear ghost fishes. It's killing fish. It's taking lobsters that are never going to be harvested and never going to be eaten. It rolls up on the shore, and we have to take it off of our beaches where it's pollution. And so we've been working with the Division of Marine Fisheries and other legislators to come up with legislation that will allow DMF to create rules that will allow abandoned gear to be removed from the ocean while still protecting private property rights. So that's a needle that needs to be threaded. We're working on that. We're going to have some news for you about a bill very soon.
That's Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr of Gloucester. Finally, back to the storm. Most area schools are closed today. However, the Newton Public Schools are open as they missed over 2 weeks of school earlier this year due to a teacher's strike. Sports next with Bill Newell, followed by NST Extra, an emotional day for St. John's Prep and Newburyport.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins and Celtics were both off last night. The Bruins return to action tonight when they host the Lightning. The Celtics play at the Nets this evening. Northeastern University won the Beanpot last night with a 4-3 win over Boston University in college hockey. And Patrick Sheehan has been named the new football coach at Masconomet High School. He was most recently an assistant at Reading, but also served as head coach at Triton. Girls hockey last night. Winthrop shut out Peabody 1-0. This after Peabody scored a 2-1 win over the Vikings in December. Winthrop coach Butch Martucci.
You know, it's always about revenge, I guess you could say. But, you know, we know each other pretty well because the girls play together on the wings. A lot of them play together. So we're kind of very similar in the way we play and our style. Michelle and I are good buddies. We coach together in the summer, in the spring. With some of the other teams, the Bay States and some other teams, so we know each other pretty well. But you know, coming into this game, you know, it's once the puck drops, all bets are off. And you know, we wanted it, they wanted it. It was a battle for sure.
Peabody did have a goal call back in the second period. Overall, PLNR coach Michelle Roach pleased with her team's play.
We were playing really well. We were, and especially after they got that goal, third period, they battled. Right, and we threw everything we had at them. We just kept throwing things to net and hoping something was gonna. We had a couple close ones, and we just couldn't crack the seal tonight.
Then after you didn't get that goal, then they went on a 5-on-3, I believe, right? Shortly thereafter.
They did. Right? I mean, and with our special teams, right, with the 5-on-3, we had a couple other penalties. I thought our penalty kill looks fantastic. When we just. We're 1-0. You know, that's a good game. We always know we're going to get Winthrop's best game, and they come to battle. So we're going to take this. We have two more league games left, and we're just looking for 1 point over those two games to clinch the league.
One more thing. As a motivational tool, prior to last night's game, Martucci told his Winthrop team that if they won, he would shave his head. They won, and Martucci kept his promise.
The thing about this is one of the things we try to do with the girls is give them a little incentive to win, you know, and they know how much I love my hair. And I told them, I said, in this game, you're going to have to make a lot of sacrifices if you want to win. I said, but I'll make a sacrifice for you. I'll sacrifice something I really love if you guys get the win. And I said, do I shave it? What do you guys want? They want a mohawk. I said, okay, mohawk it is. I'll take that over shaving it.
So that just happened.
My sister is my hairdresser, Tony Ann. She just came in and did that for me.
Winthrop girls hockey coach Butch Martucci. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Tuesday. This is MSONewsSports.com.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are 2 or 3 and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.
This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, talking now with St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Hansen. And coach, welcome back to MSO and congratulations on a very emotional and really good hockey game over the weekend.
Thank you, Rick. Yeah, you know what? That game annually is so special because of the emotion involved in it. And for us, it's such an important game to win. So it was a great weekend all around.
I think you made a point of mentioning that some of the kids on your team now weren't even born to know about the Lieutenant Derek Hines award and day and legacy. And so his brother, you were telling the Salem News about his brother always comes in and talks to the kids.
Yeah, so I mean that's absolutely true. It's incredible how quickly the years tick by, and this is the 16th year that we've held the game. Derek was killed in Afghanistan in 2005. So incredibly, none of these kids playing in the game over the weekend were alive when Derek was killed, and that's kind of the beauty of the event. That we are able to reach new generations every year, and the kids learn about Derek, and their families learn about Derek, and it just helps continue his legacy. That's, I mean, that's really the biggest thing that we take out of the game. Obviously, we play the game to win, and the result is important. But it's, I mean, truthfully, the continuing Derek's legacy and the recognition for his family and his sacrifice is what that day is all about. And we had a great day at the rink. We had a packed house, and it was just a fun event.
And that teaches the idea of there's something more important than self sometimes, because the whole community understands that. You've got a whole new generation of kids learning about it, and it is very important in the scheme of things. The other thing I want to ask you about, Coach, the participation of Newburyport, the kids there understand what's going on as well, and I think that they understand and are honored to be part of it, and also the challenge of playing St. John's Prep.
Yeah, I mean, Derek's hometown is Newburyport. His family still resides there. They have a ton of connections to the town. So that's really how the game evolved over the years, was we got his hometown involved. And Coach Amin does a great job there. And, you know, he has those kids fired up to play. And they come to compete hard. And I tell you, Saturday's game was very competitive. And it was, you know, the final result was 6-2, but it was a two-goal game for much of the game, and, you know, they were right there competing hard. And, you know, it's a credit to those guys in that game to come in. And, you know, obviously, you know, we've had some success the past couple of years. So we're a tough challenge, I think, for anybody, and they were up to it.
Hey, two words, Jake Vanna.
Yeah, I mean, how much can you talk about Vanna and how special he is? You know, I know we've done that over the course of this year, and I've been so fortunate to have Jake for 4 years, and, you know, he's just such a great leader and a great teammate, and you know what, he's the type of kid when you need a goal or an important play in a game, like, he wants to be on the ice, and it's just his competitive nature, and he's so effective in three different sports, which is incredible.
All right, what's up next, Coach?
So we have two games this week. We play Andover on Wednesday, and then we play on Saturday against St. John Shrewsbury. That's our senior day. That'll be our last home regular season game of the year. So it's season's coming to an end, which, you know, just goes by so quickly. We started at Thanksgiving, and we have three games remaining. So after this week, we got next Wednesday, then it's off to the tournament. So it's really important that we finish strong.
All right, Coach, I appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time. And we'll talk again hopefully very soon.
All right, sounds great.
Thank you, Coach. Take care. That's Christian Hansen, who is the St. John's Prep hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.